thoughts on that? Bitterly disappointed result, performance. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, the result, yes. I thought we were good first half. I thought we looked quite energetic, passed the ball well. But never really threatened the goalkeeper once or twice, but that was about it. Second half, not really. I thought they were dangerous in the counter attack, especially down their kind of left hand side. Obviously lost a bad goal, mistake, simple as that. Ryan Scully's made a mistake. Two fantastic saves. So just disappointed that we can play well at times up to a certain point, but that cutting edge we've not really got at the moment, not scoring goals, and towards the end we get frustrated and doing the wrong things. So no, big time disappointed.
How important is it not to dwell on this, though,
John? I mean,
obviously it's a big game on
Saturday. Yeah, well, we can. It's as simple as that. That's the thing about football. And I've told them here, they can feel sorry for themselves if they want, and the season peters out, and we don't get anywhere. That can happen. But that's not in my makeup, and it's not in Neil's makeup. And I don't think it is in the players either. So we've got to go again. Simple as that. And we know where we are. It's going to be difficult, but we have to keep going and see where it takes us.
It's almost it. In fact, it is a league leader, it's a decent game to come back to.
No, we can't. We have to win games of football. That if we're going to do anything this season, we have to win. We're not doing it at the moment, and it's disappointing. But as I said, we want to climb that league. We can only win games, so it'll be a tough game at Stranraer, we know that, but we've got to dust ourselves down and get ready to go again, and we'll see where we go on Saturday.
What did you make of the offside goal? I think
they said it was David off the pitch and then came back on again, so I think he's claimed his offside, I think. We couldn't really see, we thought it was a handball in the block, but it's hard to tell where we are, so just got to go with the referee's judgment.
I suppose there's wee things like that when that's going against you, it doesn't particularly help matters when you're struggling for results.
It's not, the little things, but these little things make a difference in the game. It's like the goal we've given away is a mistake for Ryan Scully. I'll accept that. He's made the mistake and he's big enough to admit it. But he's had two fantastic saves, but the little things aren't, we're not doing them well enough and they're not going for us at the moment, so, and they're the things that change games.
Your team sheet showed 7 changes on Saturday. What was your thinking behind that?
Saturday wasn't good enough, but that was my thinking, and as I said, I've got a squad there that we're trying to use. I would like to play the same 11 every week, consistency wise, but if players are struggling for form and we're not winning games, then we've got to change it. And we did that tonight, and as I said, for 45 minutes I thought we were good. I thought we passed it well, had the right energy, and said it's just that little bit around about the box that we're missing at the moment, and the wee mistakes we're making are getting punished, so they're big things in football.
You'll notice that the crowd didn't think much of your 80th minute substitution when Michael Mother was pulled.
Yes, no, but they're expecting Michael to go and score goals, so am I, but Andy scored 2 the last game we played here, scored a last minute winner, he was fresh. It's the last 10 minutes to a game, we pushed David Hopkirk higher up on the left hand side, so we tried to finish a game and Josh and I with positive players going forward. That's my decision, I'm the manager, I've got to make these decisions. I'm thinking Andy's going to go in there and cause a bit of problems if the ball starts to go a bit longer in the last 10 minutes. Never happened, but they're the calls I've got to make.
Thank you.